Yes, totally agree, Suzanne. You get sometimes, being a Grand Prix rider, you just kind of go into this pigeonhole, and I would rise top for warm up, and then I would be sitting. And it doesn't really occur to me the horse is struggling or the horse needs more from me. So, yeah, get off its back, make it super easy, make it the easiest way you can for the horse to get the right answer. So that was really, really cool, and something we can always remember. It doesn't matter if we're training a 3-year-old breaker or a Grand Prix horse. How can we make, guarantee success? It's like if I ask my son, who doesn't love spelling, to spell the word chrysanthemum. I just did that because of Anne of Green Gables, if anyone's ever seen that movie. But, chrysanthemum, he's going to lose a lot of confidence. I'm setting him up to fail. I am really putting him in a really awful situation because he can't do that yet. But if I ask him to spell the word cat, he builds confidence. And if I say, can you spell k-at? Like, that's the nicest way I can really set him up for success because I've kind of told him the answer and I've made it as easy as possible for him to get it right so I can celebrate him. And that's how I kind of think more now, based on these learnings around the horses, is how can I set them up for success? How can I help them the most so they get to feel super confident when they go back to the stables? They get to go, hey, I'm really good at this dressage thing. I tend to give the right answers to my rider and she always seems super happy with me. And even when I get it wrong or even when I get confused or even if I'm not sure, she's supporting there and helping me and there for me. And, so I only want to try for her. That's what I feel is the biggest difference, and it's going to make a huge difference in the ring.